My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Mets opened their exhibition season with a 2-0 loss to the Marlins in Jupiter on Monday. The only runs in the game provided by Jesus Aguilar's 2-run homer. That came off Riley Gilliam in the fourth inning. Six other Met pitchers hurled shutout innings. Trevor Hildenberger striking out the side in the sixth inning, but he also walked two during the inning. Brandon Nimmo had two of the five Met hits on the afternoon, but was also thrown out trying to scramble back to first on one of them. Kevin Pillar was also thrown out at second trying to stretch a single. The Mets made it a point to try to be aggressive on the base pass prior to the game. Obviously, well, it didn't go all that smoothly. One guy who has made the transition to being a Met smoothly is Francisco Lindor. Manager Luis Rojas was asked who has jumped out at him as having a major impact early on in camp, and Mr. Smile came to mind.
I got to mention Lindor as the first guy just because of how he's approached his teammates. You know, he's been able to, you can say coach them or actually be in a way in an outgoing type of way that presents himself how he is. So he's getting to know them. He's making sure that they know him back. So that's been pretty impressive. And then at the plate, how he communicates what he's seeing from the left side, what he's seeing from the right side. He's been, you know, one of the most impressive, if not the most impressive in camp, just because of how diligent he has been to get to know everyone and for everyone to get to know him. I think a lot of the guys are doing it as well. The young guys, I've mentioned them a lot of times in our calls too. The young guys are handling themselves pretty good. We talk about giving them the experience in this camp. You could call it really early, but they look really good. They look like they belong in camp. Everything's been like under control for them. So there's been a lot of good impressions, but you know, I got to mention Lindor immediately just because of how active he's been by Iran.
So, what is it exactly about Lindor that makes him a natural leader? Well, his outgoing personality, his natural ability, and a take-charge attitude, and that combination makes him a most impressive player.
His leadership skills, it's been more than I expected because he's done it so early. He just came into the clubhouse and he was just yelling, like, really loud. And everyone was just energized by it. So, I think his outgoingness that's the thing that's really impressed me the most because he's done it in the best way you can imagine. Just keeping the guys on their toes when he's in the room, his presence is felt. Just natural leadership, I got to call it that, at a very young age. and also coming into a new organization. I mean, for the first time in a different organization, he's acting like he's home. So that's why the combination of the two things, the ability of the player, and also that, has been very impressive so far.
Lindor himself was asked why he's so positive every day, and he came up with one of the ballplayer's most trusted cliches.
I'm living the dream. I dream for about this, and I'm in it. I'm in it. Why not maximize it? And I'm in the dream. I'm in the dream. I don't know what else to say. This is, I guess there's no excuse for me not to work, you know? And my parents have always said to me, stay positive, be consistent. And with being consistent comes working hard every single day.
He's also readily available to share his knowledge and help others. He's been working almost daily with J.D. Davis because Davis should be the primary person to Lindor's right at third base during the season. I asked Lindor how that collaboration with J.D. is going, and is it working?
J.D. Davis got good hands. He's got good hands. And one of the first things I saw, he wasn't using his hands. You know, he was putting himself in bad positions where his hands weren't allowing him to become a good infielder. So he's talking to him, getting to know him, and giving him some feedback of the things I've learned throughout the years, and he accepted them. And as we have seen, he looks way better. And he works hard. He works very hard every single day. And the goal is to win a Gold Glove. You know, that's our goal, to win a Gold Glove and be the best defensive team out there and be the best offensive team, you know. And hopefully that adds up to winning a lot of games, being in the playoffs and making it deep in the playoffs. His work ethic is outstanding. I'm proud of how hard he's working daily on defense. Defense can be boring at times. But he helps the team. He helps the team. And I'm seeing him working every single day to perfect his craft. It's huge. You know, the pitchers would appreciate that.
Earlier in the day, Mets president Sandy Alderson met with reporters and was quizzed about the progress of extensions for both Lindor and Michael Conforto. Alderson, hopeful on both fronts.
We've had Conforto for many years. He's not only become an excellent player, but also part of, I think, the leadership group within the clubhouse. He's represented the Mets for a long period of time and represented us well. And I think if, you know, it's possible that, you know, we will make the effort to try and keep Michael with us. With respect to Lindor, we made the trade. That doesn't mean necessarily that, you know, we are guaranteed to have him long term, but I think we're committed to talking about it, and I expect that, you know, those conversations will start relatively soon in both cases.
There's another guy as well who might fall into the extension category, and that would be Thor, Noah Syndergaard, making great progress thus far in his recovery from Tommy John surgery and expected back in either June or July. When asked about not capturing one of the big three free agents, Real Muto, Springer, or Bauer, Alderson went on to say that if the Mets had waited to sign Real Muto, Lindor and Carlos Carrasco might not be here.
We had to be mindful of the kinds of negotiations in which we might engage with Lindor, with Conforto, possibly with Syndergaard. There are lots of opportunities for us to spend money long term. So while free agency, you know, doesn't require prospect currency, you know, we were very comfortable with the way things turned out. You know, for example, if you go back and look at the catching situation, had we not pivoted to McCann, we might not have acquired Lindor and Carrasco after having spent quite a bit more money on someone else. So I think you have to look at everything as a whole and where we've come since the beginning of the offseason, regardless of whether it was a free agent acquisition or a trade. As I said earlier, we've upgraded the roster at the top end of our 40-man, and we've improved our roster dramatically at the bottom end, and and even below that. So no regrets whatsoever on the free agent front.
There's no question that the Mets' major league roster is deeper than in years past, but one of Alderson's goals was to restock a depleted Triple and Double A roster, and I asked whether he thought he has accomplished that.
I really do. And, you know, it's ironic that we were able to add a lot of those depth pieces because our upper level minor league system is so barren. And as a result, we ended up being able to sign a number of players who have options, who can go down, come back up. We had the roster spots initially, and then, you know, we've been aggressive with players trying to make sure that we had the depth at Double A and Triple A that we need. So in some ways, it worked out really well because we were able to really dig into the free agent market. And, as you know, at lower levels of cost. And I think it worked out pretty well. We'll see. We're going to see over the next 4 weeks how those players turn out. But I know the coaches are excited about some of them. I mean, the name that came up was Tarpley, who's going to, a left-handed pitcher, who's going to pitch today. We'll just see how it turns out. Some of them will do really well, and some perhaps not. But we're happy with the numbers and the quality of players we're able to sign.
Elsewhere, Rojas said that Nimmo would likely be his primary leadoff hitter, but that Jeff McNeil, Kevin Pillar, Jonathan Villar, and even Lindor could see some leadoff at-bats as well. And the Mets announced that they will wear a Tom Seaver 41 tribute patch on the right sleeve of their home and road uniforms during the 2021 season. On Tuesday, tomorrow, it'll be the home exhibition opener at Clover Park for the Mets. Jordan Yamamoto will make the start against the Astros. Left-handed pitcher Framber Valdez will be going for Houston. Also pitching for the Mets, Edwin Diaz, Jerry Blevins, Drew Smith, Franklin Quilome, and young stud prospect Sam McWilliams as well. So tune in tomorrow. We'll have another Mets spring training podcast coming your way. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.